You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a coprolite? In short, fossil feces. So, full warning, if you're offended by the scientific study of excrement that's become fossilized and turned into rock, turn off your radio for the next 3.5 minutes.
Ew.
Paleontology is the scientific study and research of ancient life. And a paleontologist is the scientist who studies ancient life. Even though it's the study of life and living organisms, which is called biology, paleontology is typically associated as a subdiscipline of geology, the study of Earth and Earth processes. That's because the fossils are made of rock, and because they're found in rock. But don't worry, some university science departments and science journals will also consider it to be a branch of biology. And this fossil excrement is important to both branches of science, biology and geology, because it allows us to understand more about ancient Earth environments. The word coprolite comes from ancient Greek, kopros for dung and lithos for stone or rock. Supposedly, they were first scientifically researched and published in the 1820s and 1830s by two British scientists, Mary Anning, who collected fossils for researchers and museums. She cracked open some rocks she found in the skeletons of ancient marine reptiles called ichthyosaurs. Inside, she found fish bones and fish scales. On one collecting trip, Anning and a leading British scientist, William Buckland, found stones and some rock layers in England which had a, well, let's just say a distinct shape. William Buckland thought it was fossilized feces, published his findings in the 1830s, and was the scientist who created the term coprolite. So the first way to tell if it's a coprolite is the shape. This doesn't always work, so cracking or cutting inside is the next test, and looking for animal remains. This works if it's from a carnivore, but not an herbivore. Next is examining the rock layer's mineralogy and what else is found in the layer. Putting it all together helps the paleontologists know what that environment may have been like millions of years ago. Remember, this stuff is rock, just rock, only rock. The original organic matter was fossilized, replaced with minerals over time like calcium carbonate, calcium phosphate, or silicates. Try this activity at home, and don't worry, it's clean. Roll a blob of clay into a thick, flat sheet. Press into the clay different sized marbles close to each other. Remove the marbles. Mix water and plaster of Paris and pour it into your mold. When it dries, remove your pretend coprolite. Well, I've just learned a little bit about coprolites. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.